Gene Rasmussen, the head girls basketball coach, the IK Manning Wolves, joining Casey Miners of Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network here on our girls basketball preview show on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM. And Gene, you guys went 4-19 last year, but played in a very competitive Western Iowa Conference. You ended up losing your opening round matchup in regionals, but really took the team you played to, really battled them, I would say, really hard. So, you know, I think towards the end of the season, playing your best basketball last year. Overall thoughts kind of on how you thought last season went for you guys?
Yeah, you know, I thought we had a lot of improvement over from the beginning, from the start of the season to the end of the season. I felt, you know, that last game was very indicative of that, you know, playing a very good a team in the first round and take them to the end. So, you know, I really liked our progress, and just hoping that carries over into this season. I know the girls have done a really good job over this summer and the off season to work on some different things. So ball handling, shooting, and that type of thing. So that was very encouraging. So we're looking for, you know, to continue to prove this season.
What did that off season look like for you guys? Did you do any team camps, you know, shootouts, jamborees, anything like that? I know I'm talking to some coaches, they did a lot of open gyms. Some coaches, you know, went to camps, played other teams. What did your off season look like for you guys?
Yeah, we had a lot of open gyms. You know, I thought that was well attended this summer. And, you know, I really, in the weight room, I think that was very well, you know, I thought they did a good job of getting to there as well, because that's important too. You know, not just the open gyms, but being strong and getting into the weight room and doing those types of things to help you become more athletic. And we also played in a summer league. You know, I think I was very proud of how we competed in those games in our summer league.
You've had a week plus of practice under your belt. You know, what are some of the big differences you've seen in some of the girls so far, you know, compared to last season to this season, especially with getting in that off-season work?
Yeah, you know, I really like how things have been going up to this point in the season. You know, the girls have been working really hard that first week. You know, competing and, you know, going hard in drills and being coachable, you know, those things are always important as we move forward here. So that was one of the things that I felt we've been doing really well at.
We talked a little bit before we got started. You have about 16 girls out, kind of on par with what you had last year. Looking at some of the girls you have coming back this year for you, you had Anna Stengel. Taylor Beckendorf, a good rebounder for you guys and an inside player for you. McKenna Benton, a good shooter, going to be back as well this year. You bring back Alexa McGinn, started for you guys last year. Oriah Miners came off the bench a little bit. Carly Arp as well. So a really good group to kind of build around going into this season.
Yeah, we have three seniors. I'm really excited about their leadership. Emma Branning, she's a senior this year. You talked, mentioned Taylor Beckendorf. Laney Gawley is another senior for us. I think there's five juniors out. Anna Stengel, McKenna Benton, you mentioned both of those. Olivia Graving, Carly Arp, Araya Miners, you mentioned her as well. I think there's one. There's our sophomores are Caitlin Hansen, Addison Bando, Caitlin Bando, Macy Groom, Ella Langle, and Mackenzie Bloom. And then we have two freshmen out, Keegan Ashide and Cameron Ketchum. So 16 girls, you know, I think they've been working really hard in practice and really trying to get better each and every day.
You look at those 16 girls you have out, anybody that didn't really get some time last year that could incorporate themselves, you know, whether it's starting or coming off the bench to play a big role for this IK Manning team this year?
Yeah, you know, there's several that I feel that are going to help us out along the way. You know, Emma Branning, I think she can help us at the guard position. Carly Arp, another guard. And you mentioned Oriah. And I think Addison Bando can also help us. And I think Keegan Ashide can also help us. You know, I think they're going to play important roles as the season goes on.
And
there's probably some others as well. We'll just have to wait and see.
In the early part of the season, are you going to try to maybe extend that bench a little bit to see who really works for you guys, who works together out on the floor together to kind of see, you know, who can really help you guys this year?
Yeah, that's one of the things with the style of basketball that we like to play. You know, I'd really like to play, you know, eight or nine girls if we can. It just depends on how things go. You know, it just all depends on a lot of different things. But, you know, I want to play as many girls as we can. And, you know, that's only going to help us in the long run and you know, give them, you know, an opportunity to show what they can do and be successful.
taking a look at, like, style-wise for you guys, kind of, you know, like basketball itself, you know, taking a look at last year to this year, you know, what's one area you really want to focus on the girls getting better, whether it's shooting, passing, you know, limiting turnovers, rebounding, and stuff like that?
I think you nailed all of them there. You know, we want to try and make sure that we do all those things, you know, at a high level, and really been focusing on a lot of those things, you know, because all those things are really important. And, you know, defensively also, you know, it's going to be right up there as well. So, you know, I think, you know, if we can improve a little bit in each of those areas, you know, I think good things are going to happen for us.
Taking a look at your schedule for you, Gene, you're going to kick off the season on the 25th. That'll be coming up next week. You got ACGC. You'll be on the road. You'll actually be on the road for the first three games this season. You won't be back at home until December 6th against Riverside. Kind of taking a look at non-conference games for you. You'll have a very good Exira EHK team come in on December 14th. Also coming out of non-conference, you'll have Coon Rapids Baird, which will be a really good test. Arweva thrown in there as well. Booyer Valley towards the end of the season and VAOCOU. Kind of how do you feel the conference and non-conference schedule plays out for you guys, and where can kind of some of your strengths be within that schedule?
Yeah, you know, I think we play a really, as you mentioned, you know, a really tough non-conference schedule, and also our conference is going to be, you know, right up there again. You know, so each and every night you're going to have to be ready to play and getting things started off with ACGC. They had a really good team last year. I think they have a lot of people, of those players back from the last season. You know, it's going to be a good test right from the beginning to see where kind of where we're at. And then, you know, Tri-Center, I think, is going to be very good this year in our conference. Panorama's always been good over the last few years. Riverside, I think, is going to be up this year. And you know, you're going to have to be ready to play. You know, I think Trainer's going to be tough in our conference. They usually are. You know, so our non-conference, you know, you talked about Exira EHK, Coon Rapids Baird, and some of those teams, you know, I think that our conference and our non-conference schedule really prepares us to see and gets us ready for that end of the season.
Gene, that's all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up this season.
All right, thank you, and I appreciate it.